In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Blessed Anna Maria Taigi was born on May 29, 1769, in Siena. Her father, Luigi Ginetti, was forced to close his pharmacy and move with his wife, Maria Massi, and little Anna Maria to Rome, looking for a better future. They were so poor financially that they made the journey on foot. Arriving in Rome, Blessed Anna Maria Taigi was enrolled in school, where they found a modest house near the school. In this school, she learned to read. Reading will be her best spiritual food. She never learned to write. Her father, according to the testimony of those who knew him, was lazy regarding work. Her father found work as a domestic servant in the house of a respectable lady, and there the young Blessed Anna Maria Taigi was also received as a valet. Thus, father and daughter worked in the same place. Those were the times when Blessed Anna Maria Taigi let herself be carried away by the seduction of vanities. She liked to look good, be well-dressed, and show off to others, especially on walks around the city. Later, she will regret those times lost in dissipation and in wanting to please the world and men. Blessed Anna Maria Taigi was beautiful and had a cheerful and friendly character with everyone. She regularly attended church and liked to do charity work. Domenico Taigi noticed her, and after a short courtship, with the consent of her parents, they married on January 7, 1790, in the church, and went to live in a small apartment that the Chigi family put at their disposal. Blessed Anna Maria Taigi was 20 years old, and Domenico Taigi was 28 years old. He was good, religious, and had good manners, but was very rude, impulsive, and even extravagant. He liked to dress normally in shorts and shirt sleeves. He said inappropriate words and was easily enraged when contradicted. During the first months of marriage, Blessed Anna Maria Taigi lived her married life as a normal woman. She went out for a walk with her husband. She liked to go to the theater and other shows, and she liked to be well-dressed and admired. When she converts and wants to love Jesus with all her soul, she begins to avoid public shows and prefers to be at home or go to church to pray. Every day, she went to a church to attend Mass and receive communion. She also did many works of charity and personal penance, leading an austere life as an offering of love to Jesus for the salvation of sinners. Among the many gifts that God enriched her with, the most surprising was the very bright sun that she saw before her eyes, in particular before her bad eye, in which she had lost almost all her sight. This sun was 31 inches or 80 centimeters above her head day and night, in church and on the street, or wherever she was. It had a braided crown of thorns, and at the ends of these thorns, there were two very long ones that went to close a circle, within which Blessed Anna Maria Taigi saw Jesus, or events on earth, as well as the fate of the souls of the deceased, both in purgatory and in heaven and in hell. She saw the political events, the destructive plans of the sects against the church, the battles, the massacres in different places or countries, and even the life of every person near or far that she thought of. It was like a mirror in which she saw the good and bad of people, and of each nation, and the whole world. Blessed Anna Maria Taigi saw this sun for 47 years until the day of her death. As she grew in holiness, she saw things clearer and brighter. In the sun, she saw the massacres in Spain, the war in Greece, the revolution of 1830 in Paris, the war in Poland, the difficulties in Russia, the events in Portugal, the liberation of the slaves, the annexation of Algeria by France, the Belgian Revolution, and the plots of the secret sect. In the sun before her eyes, Blessed Anna Maria Taigi saw the defeat of the French army in Russia. She saw the death of Napoleon on the island of St. Helena, and the people's facial features or expressions of those present, and all the circumstances of the island, which she described with impressive precision, like a painter who could have painted a picture of what she saw. Blessed Anna Maria Taiji saw and predicted the historical circumstances of Pope Servant of God Pius VII's return to Rome and the solemn reception he received. She also saw the earthquakes in China and the flooding of remote places. She sometimes saw symbolic things like intertwined thorns, planes of blood, and other things, and Blessed Anna Maria Taiji knew their meaning. When asked about political things, the servant of God could say what she had seen. If Blessed Anna Maria Taiji prayed for a sick person, she saw the state of her health and the medicines that were better for the sick person, and if that person was going to be cured. Sometimes people ask the servant of God to pray for very seriously ill people, but she could know if they were going to be cured. And if that was the case, she told them not to fear, that the illness was not lethal. Blessed Anna Maria Taiji once said, "He will be cured, but after 5 years he will die," and so it happened. She saw in the sun before her eyes the election of Pope Leo XII and the years of his pontificate. She also saw the pontificate of Pope Pius VIII and predicted his death. She saw the election of Pope Gregory XVI and the future events of his pontificate. Cardinal Cristaldi fell ill, and having improved, he had hope for a cure, but the servant of God said to tell him to prepare himself, because he was going to die shortly. The cardinal prepared himself, and everyone could verify the truth of the prediction. Once Blessed Anna Maria Taiji looked at the sun before her eyes and asked this witness to run and tell a man that was about to take his life with a pistol because of the sadness he had from problems in business. This witness ran and found him in his room disturbed, and warning him of what the servant of God was saying, "I tried to calm him, and this person confessed to me that if I took a little longer, he would have taken his own life, and I would have found him dead." A poor woman ran away from home because her husband was looking for her to harm her, and she went to Blessed Anna Maria Taiji's house. She received this woman, looked at the sun before her eyes, called this witness, and told me, "Go to her husband's house and tell him that his wife is here." Then Blessed Anna Maria Taiji warned the woman that the husband would come to meet her with a knife in his hand. "Do not be afraid," and with an authoritarian motivation of a priest, give him a severe warning. "At the first word, your husband will drop the knife from his hand and fall on his knees crying and become a humble lamb." And so it happened. Sometime later, Blessed Anna Maria Taiji invited the woman and her husband to her house, and they both met in peace. On another occasion, a person came to consult the servant of God because he said that his father had left a bag full of money and had assigned it to a third person to give it to his firstborn son, or perhaps he had hidden it and asked that if the money was hidden, to tell him where it was. Blessed Anna Maria Taiji, looking at the sun before her eyes, replied that the money was not as much as he thought, and before his father got sick, some of his relatives stole it and divided it up, so he should not think about it anymore because any search was useless. Some people came to ask Blessed Anna Maria Taiji for help for a cure of an illness or disease. She normally sent them to the doctor. If the doctor was wrong, then the servant of God told them, "Try with this medicine," and in this way they were healed. The servant of God could cure them by making the sign of the cross with her hand, but if there were natural medicines, she preferred that they continue with those medicines. As soon as Pope Leo XII was elected pope, he fell ill and everyone was worried that he might die. the Monsignor sent notice to the servant of God to pray for the Pope. She looked at the sun before her eyes and, smiling, replied, "He is not going to die. He must get very tired for the church. And tell this Monsignor that he should prepare himself for death." When a bishop was made a cardinal and passed with a large procession to go to St. Peter's Square, as he was used to doing, Blessed Anna Maria Taiji, looking at the sun before her eyes, said, "Today he comes with great ceremony. In a month he will go to his grave." Another time, some researchers came to see the servant of God, who wanted to discover in Lake Nemi precious objects of antiquity, which were supposed to be at the bottom of the lake. She told them there was nothing important, but they went along with their idea and wasted their time. An important cardinal of Rome decided one day to take a walk through a certain place in Rome. Blessed Anna Maria Taiji saw in the sun the trap that some sectarians had prepared for him, and immediately she ordered a witness priest to go and warn the cardinal of the danger, so he wouldn't go to that place for a walk, and therefore the cardinal took another route. This surprised the cardinal very much, because he did not tell anyone that he was going to go for a walk to such a place. Our Lord Jesus Christ spoke to Blessed Anna Maria Taiji, telling her that if she offered herself for the peace of Rome and the church to satisfy divine justice, Jesus would free Rome from all the sufferings that it would go through. The servant of God volunteered herself, and during her lifetime, Rome was free from further revolutions or sinister plots by the enemies of the church. The Lord made her see, in his divine Son, the plans of the Masonic sects and the Carbonari secret societies against the church and against the people, and Blessed Anna Maria Taiji, with her prayers and sufferings, managed to stop the plots. A few days before the servant of God died, she assured this witness that upon her death, as she had already announced on other occasions, cholera would come to Rome, and she saw some medicines in the sun before her eyes to overcome this disease. This witness gave the recipe from the servant of God to the Monsignor, Bishop of Nepi e Sutri, who had it examined by a doctor, who found it very helpful, and later it had been used with great success. After the death of the Monsignor who sent the notice about the situation of Pope Leo XII, Blessed Anna Maria Taiji saw him in heaven. She also saw a Capuchin religious go directly to heaven and occupy a brilliant position among the seraphim. Another humble Franciscan friar also went straight to heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.